Hi, we're looking back on the 7th of April. First, a significant anniversary considering the coronavirus situation. The WHO, the World Health Organization, was created in Geneva on this day in 1948.
Deadly diseases, pandemics, viruses, and contagious infections. Everything from cholera to the common cold. The World Health Organization says it's got you covered.
AFL legend Lee Matthews became the first to play more than 300 games and coach 300 games in 2002.
For me, the footy joys came more out of playing than coaching. But on grand final day, if you win the premiership, coaching's even better.
And in 2017, Journey, Pearl Jam and ELO were among the inductees into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. I tell you once more. Birthdays, director Francis Ford Coppola is 82. Gave us The Godfather movies and Apocalypse Now.
Directing students in the film department will never go and do one-act plays, which is the best thing a film director could do.
It's John Oates' 73rd birthday. Along with partner Daryl Hall, they became the biggest-selling male duo of all time. Martial arts expert, actor and director Jackie Chan turns 67.
Not being able to speak is not the same as not speaking. You seem as if you like to talk.
Russell Crowe is 57. The actor and owner of the Rabbitohs in the NRL won an Oscar for Gladiator.
My name is Maximus Decimus Meridius, commander of the armies of the North, general of the Felix Legions, loyal servant to the true emperor, Marcus Aurelius.
Olympic gold medal winning swimmer Duncan Armstrong is 53. Remember this from 1988.
From Australia, Duncan Armstrong, a 20-year-old from Brisbane.
And recent 300-gamer in the NRL, Mitchell Pearce, is 32.
Pearce picks up a loose ball. He'll score for the Roosters.
Finally, one of those few stars who made as much an impression on the big screen as he did on TV was born on this day in 1928. I'm talking about James Garner. He died aged 86 in 2014.
Hey, pal, I got myself a real problem because you owe me $20.
Remembering James Garner on April 7.